The Regional and Local Authorities Program is proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
A very, very good afternoon to our listeners after indeed a week or 2 weeks of not meeting together because we had the State of the Nation address last week. And we are picking up on our program, preparing ourselves for the regional and local authorities elections in Namibia. My name is Lucas Kalwapakatenda. I will be your host between now and the hour of 4 o'clock. And the program is introduced in the intro. It's sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. Konrad Adenauer Foundation, or Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, is a German political organization operating in Namibia for many years now in the area of strengthening democracy, the rule of law, civic participation, human rights, and all relevant areas concerning governance and development of people. It's operating in Namibia and Angola, and we have the honor to receive their sponsorship of this program so that we can learn together. Now, we know that elections are scheduled to take place towards the end of the year. But before that, we need to prepare ourselves, not only as political parties, not only as political aspirants, but also as citizens. This program is actually aimed at citizens and citizen sensitization and citizens' preparation, because we are the voters, we are the choosers, we are the electors. Or the electorate, if you like. And we have to be prepared. And as I have said in the beginning of this program, that in order to understand things, Namibia is governed by the law. We believe in the rule of law, and also in justice for all, according to the constitution, the establishment of constitution. Namibia is a secular, democratic, unitary state operating on the principle of democracy, the rule of law, and the justice for all. This is what we stand for as a state. And if people are the ultimate authority, people should make informed choices, and people should make choices that they will not regret later. And for that reason, we have to understand the legal premises on which we stand as we do our activities in Namibia, in any area given. So this time we are going to pick up from where we left 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And remember, we are dealing with the Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992 that gives us the premise on what is regional council. Apart from what the Constitution say, the Constitution has also given the Parliament to pass a law to govern the regional councils. And therefore, we have Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, which is amended several times. So we are pushing forward to speak about the Regional Councils Act. And up to now, we were in part four, which dealt with the chief regional officers and other staff members, the regional councils. Okay. Without necessarily reading everything, we must know that there are other officials who are below political appointment, namely the chief regional officers and other staff members by the regional councils. That is found in section 23. So we may not have to spend the time here, but we must know that it is subject to the provision of section 24, and such regulations may be prescribed and such directives as may be issued by the minister. A regional council shall appoint in consultation with the minister a person as the chief regional officer of the regional council who shall be the chief executive officer of the regional council and who shall subject to control and direction of the regional council be responsible for carrying out decisions of the regional council for the administration affairs of the regional council. In other words, there will be a person who is not a councillor, who is not elected. This person is appointed by virtue of qualification, by virtue of experience, by virtue of skills, and there is a manner in which this person is appointed. Okay? And this person is expected to work hand in hand with the regional council because he's going to act as a chief executive officer of that particular region. And no person shall be appointed unless this person is a Namibian citizen. Only Namibian citizens are allowed to function as chief regional officers. And minister may determine from time to time determine that in respect of any such person, fixed establishment of the regional council might be specified by him or her. No person shall be appointed in such post unless it has been advertised in such a manner and for such a period as may be determined by the minister. So the minister may appoint the chief regional officer for a period of time. It's not always arbitrary that the minister may appoint the chief regional officer for a shorter period of time. But this is employment, and any person who is taking up this job must really is expected to be a civil servant or a public servant, and will be treated as such, not as elected. Elected officers serve only for a specific period of time, and in the Namibian context, the elected officers are to serve only for a period of 5 years. The president serves 5 years. Members of parliament, National Assembly, serve for 5 years. Councils, regional councils, namely the constituent councillors, serve only for 5 years. And also the local authority councillors also just serve for 5 years. There's a difference in terms of mayorship. The mayors are chosen among the councillors, and the mayors may change, but being a member of the council doesn't change. You can be not a mayor, but you are still a member of the council for 5 years. So, and then there are several things like now applications of Act Number 2 to regional councils and so on, how these regional councils are to be treated, I mean chief regional officers are to be treated. And the appointment, as I have said, is to hold the office for 5 years from the date of his appointment, and after consultation in terms of subsection 2 may extend any term of office referred to in subparagraph A at the expiry thereof for such a further period or successive periods may be determined by that council after consulting the minister. In other words, the regional council must at all possibility either extend when the term of office expires. They can extend that office from time to time, but they must do so with the consultation of the minister. In other words, it's the council that must extend, but they must consult the minister, who may advise them accordingly, or who may advise them that they don't do this or just do this or something like that for this reason and so on. So it is up to the council really. The minister is simply to be consulted in that matter. And all other issues related to the appointment staff members in terms of in the service of state without interruption of service, in service of regional councils. So those are the areas, but they are not necessarily about elections, but they are to be carried out by elected officials. It is the regional council which must appoint several staff members for their respective councils. Now, we have what we call elections of members of the National Council. And now we have to listen very carefully here, because what is the National Council? The National Council is in Chapter 8 of the Namibian Constitution. First of all, you go back to your constitution, and when you go back to the constitution, you need to find out National Council. National Council. What is National Council? Okay? National Council is a council, is a parliament, second house of parliament, consisting members of the regional council. In some countries, people call it Council of Provinces. Especially in South Africa, they say the National Council of Provinces, because South Africa has provinces, we have regions. So now in Chapter 8 of the Namibian Constitution, it says in Article 68, there shall be a National Council which shall have the powers and the functions set out in this Constitution. There shall be, there will be, there must be a body, an institution called the National Council, which has powers and functions that are set out in this very constitution we are reading. That is Chapter 8, Article 68. And 69 says, the National Council shall consist of 3 members from each region referred to in Article 102 hereof, to be elected from amongst their members by the regional council for such region. So, this council is made up of members. Members of the National Council are people who are elected as regional councillors in the first place. And then the regional council itself will pick out of their number 3 people to serve as members of the National Council, which is the second house of parliament. You have the National Assembly, which is directly voted for during presidential and National Assembly elections. You vote the party, and the party will give you the candidates. In the National Council, it's different. You vote for the councillor at the constituency level. Then you, when this councillor is elected and so certified, is lawfully consecrated, this councillor must now also just be must go to the regional council. The councillor attends the regional council. The regional council now elect. When we say the regional council, we mean all the councillors in that region come together and choose among themselves 3 people. And those 3 people will form part of the National Council. So I hope that we understand. So the main elections therefore here is a councillor for the constituency. And electorates must really be careful as to what does it mean to vote for a regional councillor, because regional councillors are going to sit in the National Council. Remember, we had the National Council has some powers and some functions. And we must make sure that a person we vote as a councillor must be a person who is eligible to go to the National Council and who should be able to understand the powers and functions of the National Council is stipulated in this constituents, in this constitution as we read. So the election of members of the National Council in subsection 2 shall be conducted according to the procedures to be prescribed by Act of Parliament. Now, there is an Act of Parliament. That is why we have to read Regional Councils Act before we talk about elections. We must understand it. We must apply it. You see, that's why we say now, you have, there must be a national council consisting of 3 members from each region, and their election to national council, not election to the regional council. To the regional council is something else. To the national council, which is a parliament, the second house of parliament, is another procedure. How are these things done to be elected in according to the procedure to be prescribed by the Act of Parliament? That's why we have been reading Act number 22 of 1992, which helps us to understand the nature of the regional councils and how regional councils come into being and how regional councils feed the national council with the membership of 3 persons from each. The term of office means that in Article 70, members of the National Council shall hold their seats for 5 years from the date of their election and shall be eligible for re-election. So there will be obviously what we call a term of office for members. Regional National Council members hold their seats only for 5 years. Just like the councillors. Councillors are only holding their office for 5 years. And therefore, the regional national council also members must only be for 5 years because they are only for 5 years as councillors of constituency. So they must automatically be 5 years as councillors representing the region in the national council. So it's a 5 year term. Then when we say 5 years term, we must take into consideration that these people have an opportunity to be re-elected. There is no bar or something to prevent them from seeking re-election. Re-election then here comes through different ways. If you are if your political party is happy with you, they can nominate you again and submit your name. Or the party you represent say, no, this person is not performing, so we are not going to appoint this person as a councillor anymore, or we are done, or something like that. So that is the point. So now we are also saying that when a seat of a member of the National Council becomes vacant through death, resignation, disqualification, any election, an election of a successor to occupy the vacant seat until the expiry of predecessor's term of office shall be held, except in the instance where such a vacancy arises less than 6 months before the expiry of the term of National Council, in which instance such vacancy need not be filled. Such election shall be held in accordance with the procedures prescribed by the Act of Parliament referred to in Article 69. So, if for whatever reason a councillor resigns or a councillor dies, the term of office of the councillor who died or who resigned shall be filled, save it is less than 6 months before we get to the normal election or we get to the expiration of that term of office. They must be filled, and determination is always made by people who work so well with the administrative procedures. So now it says, every member, affirmation of office, oath of affirmation, every member of the National Council shall make and subscribe to an oath or solemn affirmation before Chief Justice or Judge designated by the Chief Justice for this purpose in terms set out in Schedule 3 hereof. So there must be oath of office. We looked at it also in the law, in the Act of Parliament, as mentioned in Section 69.2. And then we also have the qualification of members. No person shall be qualified to be a member of the National Council if he or she is an elected member of the local authority, or unless he or she is qualified under Article 47(1)(a) to (e) hereof to be a member of the National Assembly. Namely, you cannot be a member of the National Council if you are not a regional councillor. And you cannot be a regional councillor if you are a local authority councillor. You cannot be a regional councillor if you are a member of the National Assembly. It's just to bar you that a regional councillor must only work as a regional councillor exclusively, not saving you are both a member of parliament and you are a regional councillor also there. And then the National Council is expected to have the chairperson and the vice chairperson. At the first sitting of the newly elected National Council, the National Council with the secretary acting as chairperson shall elect a member as a chairperson. And then the National Council shall then elect another member as a vice chairperson. Subject to Article 4, the chairperson, or in his or her absence, the vice chairperson shall preside over sessions of the National Council. If neither the chairperson nor vice chairperson is present at any session, the National Council with the secretary acting as a chairperson shall elect a member to act as a chairperson. So there will be someone who must be designated as a chairperson of the National Council and the vice chairperson of the National Council. These are all councillors. These are all people who have responsibility of being councillors in their own constituencies. But this is how they must serve. And then in Article 73A, the secretary and the other officers, subject to the laws of the Namibia regulating appointment of parliamentary staff and the directives of the National Council, the chairperson shall appoint, or if such laws prescribe, different procedures for appointment of the secretary, designate the person holding appropriate post as the secretary of the National Council, who shall perform the functions and duties assigned to such secretary by this constitution and or by the chairperson, and subject to the laws governing the control of public monies, the secretary shall perform his or her functions and duties under control of the chairperson, and the secretary shall be assisted by the officers of the National Council, who shall be persons appointed in accordance with the laws referred to in sub-article 1. So, then what are the powers and functions? This is the most important thing a person needs to understand, both who want to become a regional councillor and a person who is going to vote and choose and designate someone to be there.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 by design.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Overexema app atolo kasin chav kamso, zakare liferire, mise kunane zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha, niencha farizwe, ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha, ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kuifuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen.
Right, so welcome back, and we must now talk about the powers and the functions. So it is the powers and the functions that may determine the type of a person may be appointed, may be elected, is a regional councillor. Number one is to consider in terms of Article 75, we will just look at it because this is Article 74, hereof all bills passed by the National Assembly. So the National Assembly all these days has been meeting even up to midnight, because they are discussing what we call appropriation bill or the budget, the national budget. And you can clearly see the long process of discussing these things and the understanding displayed by those people who are discussing these matters. So the same process must be followed when it comes to the National Council. In other words, the National Council must be able to say, thank you for bringing us this budget. Thank you for bringing us this appropriation bill. But we are working with the community, and we have agreed we don't see community A, B, or C, or D catered for in respect of education, in respect of health, in respect of roads, in respect of information and communication, in respect of things. Why don't you push this back and consider these communities? And what we recommend must be done quickly. Okay, so it is for the people to come to National Council, and they must be the people who understand what it means to pass a law. They should be able to understand what it means to pass a law, to consider or to review the law. Is to investigate, is to report to the National Assembly or any subordinate legislation, reports and documents which under law must be tabled in the National Assembly and which are referred to it by the National Assembly for advice. To investigate, to report to National Assembly on any subordinate legislation or any report or any document which under law must be tabled in the National Assembly and which are referred to it by the National Assembly for advice. So in other words, the National Assembly will say, we have discussed these things. We have discussed these things in the National Assembly. It is now up to you, my dear friends in the National Council, to see if these things reflect the will of the people on the ground. You deal with people on a daily basis. So tell us an advice on how to go about these matters. That is what it means. And also in C, to recommend legislation on matters of regional concern for submission to and consideration by the National Assembly. So to recommend legislation on matters of regional concern for submission and to consideration by the National Assembly. In other words, the National Council can also just discuss issues that are emanating from their regions, and collectively, if you like, they must pass a resolution requesting Parliament to pass a law on a particular issue that's very burning in the local people's lives. And to perform any other functions assigned to it by the National Assembly or by an act of Parliament. And the National Council shall have the power to establish committees and to adopt its own rules and procedures for the exercise of its powers and the performance of its functions. A committee of the National Council shall be entitled to conduct all such hearings and collect such evidence as it considers necessary for the exercise of the National Council's power of review and investigation for such a purpose shall have the powers referred to in Article 59 hereof. What does the Article 59 says? Then you just go back quickly into the same constitution and you go to Article 59. What is Article 59? It deals with rules of procedure, committees, and the standing orders. How things must be done, how people must speak, how they must ask questions, and all that. So, you must always read the article hand in hand with other articles, if you like. The National Council shall, in its rules of procedure, make provisions for such a disclosure as may be considered to be appropriate in regard to the financial or business affairs of its members, and the duties of the members of the National Council shall include the following. The members themselves have some duties. All members of the National Council shall maintain the dignity and the image of the National Council, both during the sittings of the National Council as well as in their acts and activities outside the National Council. All members of the National Council shall regard themselves as servants of the people of Namibia and desist from any conduct by which they seek improperly to enrich themselves or to alienate themselves from the people. Rules providing for the privileges and immunities of the members of the National Council shall be made by Act of Parliament, and shall members and all members shall be entitled to the protection of such privileges and immunities. Then you have the review of legislation. All bills passed by the National Assembly shall be referred by the Speaker to the National Council. The National Council shall consider bills referred to under sub-article 1 hereof and shall submit reports thereon with its recommendation to the Speaker, if in its report to the Speaker of the National Council confirms a bill, the Speaker shall refer it to the President to enable the President to deal with it under Article 56 and 64 hereof. And if the National Council in its report to the Speaker recommends that the bill be passed subject to amendments proposed by it, such bill shall be referred by the Speaker back to the National Assembly. And if a bill is referred back to the National Assembly under sub-article A hereof, the National Assembly may reconsider the bill and make any amendments thereto, whether proposed by the National Council or not. If the bill is again passed by the National Assembly, whether in the form in which it was originally passed or in any amended form, the bill shall not again be referred to the National Council, but shall be referred to the Speaker, shall be referred by the Speaker, the President, to enable it to be dealt with under Articles 56 and 64 hereof. Then you go back to Article 56 and 64. Article 56 and 64 means what? Article 64 deals with the sessions, while Article 56 deals with what? Assented to bills. Okay, this is how the bills are assented to. Every bill passed by President in terms of this constitution, in order to acquire the status of an act of parliament, shall require the assent of the President to be signed by the signing, to be signified, sorry, by the signing of the bill and the publication of act in the Gazette. Aha, that's the assent to the bill. And then Article 64 says what? 64 says withholding President's assent. Aha, the President may also withhold the assent. Okay, subject to the provision of this constitution, the President shall be entitled to withhold his or her assent to a bill approved by the National Assembly if, in the President's opinion, such bill would, upon adoption, conflict with the provisions of this constitution. Should the President withhold assent on the grounds of for such opinion, he or she shall so inform the Speaker, who shall inform the National Assembly thereof, and the Attorney General, who may then take appropriate steps to have the matter decided by a competent court. Aha. The President must sign the bill. Article 56. Article 64. The President may say no. I don't want to sign this bill. We have heard recently that the President, former President, Nangolo Mbumba, refused to sign certain bills. And some of those bills, I think, he inherited from the late President, Okotahage Gaingob, and they withheld their assent. They did not want to sign. And therefore, if the President didn't sign the bill cannot become a law. So if then it is the case that the President think, if I sign this bill, it will be in conflict with the rights of the people enshrined in the Constitution, or in any way or form or shape will conflict with the measures raised and stipulated in the National Constitution, I am not going to sign this bill. But it's not the end. If the President is to withhold to sign any bill, the President must inform the Speaker. He must write back to the Speaker. He or she must write back to the Speaker and say, I am not going, to sign this bill. Then the Speaker must go back to the National Assembly and say, colleagues, the bill we pass here, we sent to the President. The President responded, is not going to sign it. And must also inform the Attorney General. The Attorney General, who may take appropriate steps to have the matter decided by the competent court. So the Attorney General may then take the whole matter to the court. And the court must make an adjudication on the matter. So, should such a court thereafter conclude that the bill is not in conflict with the provisions of the Constitution, the President shall assent to the bill if it was passed by the National Assembly by a two-thirds majority of all its members. If the bill was not passed with the majority, the President may withhold his assent to the bill, in which event provision of Article 56(3) and 4 shall apply. Now, there are several things. I know people have been complaining about the President's inability to assent to these bills. I don't know on what ground the President refused to assent to the bill that was passed in Parliament. Normally, the President only refuses when the bill is in conflict with the Constitution. If the bill is in agreement with the Constitution, ordinarily, the President has no alternative but to sign the bill as the people decides. But if he thinks a bill is in conflict with the constitutional provisions, he must write back or refer it back to the National Assembly via the Speaker. The Speaker informs the National Assembly, colleagues, the bill was returned, it was not signed, this is the reason. If it has to do with constitutionality of the bill, then the Speaker informs the Parliament that I'm going now to send this bill to the Attorney General. The Attorney General must make a recommendation so that the court can study if the bill is truly in conflict with the Constitution or it is not in conflict with the Constitution. So, if then the court concludes, this court now where the Attorney General refers the matter, if the court concludes that the bill is not within the provision, in conflict within the, with the provision of Constitution, the President shall assent to the said bill if it was, again, only then if it was passed by the National Assembly by a two-third majority of its members. So it is not so clear if those bills were passed by two-thirds majority. To me, I think it's clear to everybody, but not to me. If it was passed by two-thirds majority of all members of the National Assembly, the President should have signed it if the court ordered him or ordered the bill to be in conformity with the Constitution. It must also be passed by two-thirds majority. Then if the bill was not passed by two-thirds majority, the President may still withhold the assent to the bill. And in such event, the President must go back to Article 56, 3 and 4 to apply the Constitution. So you go to Article 56. Article 56, 3 and 4 means what? Where a bill is passed by a majority of the members of the National Assembly, but such a majority consists of less than two-thirds majority of all members of the National Assembly, and has been confirmed by the National Council, but the President declines to assent to such a bill, the President shall communicate such a dissent to the Speaker. We are not so sure if the President, the former President now, I'm not talking about the current President, the former President, did the former President inform the Speaker? My suspect is that the former Presidents, the late President and the former President, did not inform the Speaker. Okay? On the reason why they are not ascending to these bills. Only now I heard that the President, the Speaker informed the National Assembly that the President was unable to assent to the bills. For what reason and what steps were taken, it is still unclear to me, given what the Constitution is saying. Yeah. This doesn't mean the bill is correct, only that it was passed by Parliament, and the President must say, no, I'm not going to sign it because of ABC, then the Speaker must take appropriate actions, including asking the court to interpret the bill and then still ask the President to sign it if the court says the bill is not in conflict with the constitution, and it was passed by 2/3 majority and confirmed by 2/3 majority of the National Council. Other than that, it is natural to say if the court found out that the bill is in conflict with constitution, then the National Assembly must do a thorough job, maybe reform the language or change things or what, and discuss it as a new bill completely, and still be in conformity with the constitution, because by law anyway, no law in Namibia must be in conflict with the constitution. That is what it means. And if the president in number 4 has declined to assent to the bill under sub-article 3 hereof, the National Assembly may reconsider the bill, and if it so decides to pass the bill in the form in which it was referred back to it, or in an amended form, or it may decline to pass the bill. Should the bill then be passed by majority of National Assembly, it shall not be required for further confirmation by National Council, but if the majority consists less than 2/3 majority, of all members of the National Assembly, President shall retain his or her power to withhold the assent of the bill. The President elects not to assent to the bill, it shall then lapse. So there is a particular understanding of how the National Council is so important here. And therefore, the people who shall form part of the National Council must be the people who understand what it means to be regional councillors. So now we go to we go back to our powers and the functions of the National Council before we go back to the law. So Article 75 is a review of legislation. You understand that I may be wrong, but I expect callers to come in when I open the line, that who really is to be the regional councillor? In terms of qualifications, in terms of education, in terms of capacity, in terms of ability, in terms of capability, in terms of ability to do things, please weigh those things against these expectations, such as a person must be able to review the law. A person who doesn't understand the idea of reviewing the law, and the person doesn't understand what is review, yeah, then why we put such a person in the regional council if the person doesn't understand? So it says then now, in sub-article 4, shall mutatis mutandis apply to bills dealing with the levying of taxes or appropriation of public money, subject thereto, that the National Council may only propose corrections to such bills for consideration by the National Assembly, and that any reference to sub-article 4 hereof to amendments shall be construed to refer to corrections. Then you go, if the majority of the two-thirds of the members of the National Council objects to the principle of a bill, this shall be mentioned in the report to the Speaker. In that event, the report shall also indicate whether or not the National Council proposes that amendments be made to the bill. If the principle of the bill is confirmed by the National Assembly under sub-article B hereof, and an amendment are proposed, details thereof shall be set out in the report. And if the National Council in its report object the principles of the bill, the National Assembly shall be required to reconsider the principle. If upon such reconsideration of the National Assembly reaffirms the principles of the bill by majority of 2/3 of its members, the principle of the bill shall no longer be an issue. If such 2/3 majority is not obtained in the National Assembly, the bill shall lapse. When we talk of 2/3 majority, I'm hearing some people saying, Parliament, people will pass bills by simple majority. Not everything must be passed by simple majority. Some of the bills must only be passed by two-thirds majority. In other words, many people in the House must agree rather than those who are smaller. And the many people are always a two-thirds majority. So, if the National Assembly want to make strong cases, and the president may have a little chance or opportunity to refuse to sign the bills must be passed with the two-thirds majority. So if the National Assembly reaffirms the principle of the bill under sub-article 5A, hereof majority of two-thirds majority of its members report the National Council, report to the National Council, propose that in such amendment made to the bill, the National Assembly shall then deal with the amendment proposed by the National Council, and in the event of provision of sub-article 4B, shall apply muta de simultandis. So if the National Assembly reaffirms the principle of the bill under sub-article 5B, hereof the majority of two-thirds majority of its members, and the report the National Council did not propose that in such an event amendments be made to the bill, the National Council shall be deemed to have confirmed the bill, and the Speaker shall refer the bill to the President to be dealt with under articles we just looked at, 56 and 64 hereof, and sub-articles 5 and 6 hereof shall not apply to the bills dealing with levying of taxes or the appropriation of public monies. Okay? Article 5 and 6 hereof shall not apply to the bills dealing with the levying of taxes or appropriation of public money. What is Sub-article 5 and 6 are those we just read a while ago. Okay? Such articles do not apply when people are discussing about levying, or taxes, or any appropriation of public money. I am not so sure if appropriation of public money means also the national budget. It's for those who are well acquainted with the constitutional matters to advise us. Then you have what we call the National Council shall report to the Speaker on the bills dealing with the levying, taxes, appropriation of public money within 30 days of the date of which such bills were referred to it by the Speaker, and on all other bills within 3 months of the date of the referral by the Speaker, failing which the National Assembly will be deemed to have confirmed such bills, and the Speaker shall then refer them promptly to the President to enable the President to deal with the bills under Articles 56 and 64. If the President withholds his assent to any bill, Article 56 hereof, and the bill is then dealt with in terms of that article, and is again passed by the National Assembly in the form in which it was originally passed, or in an amended form, such bill shall not again be referred to the National Council, but shall be referred to the Speaker and directly the President to enable the bill to be dealt with in terms of Article 56 and 64. In the quorum, we know subject to sub-article 2, the presence of majority of the total members or members of the National Council, as required to by Article 69, shall be necessary to constitute meeting of the National Council for the exercise of its power and performance of its functions when any voting is required. And then we say the presence of at least a third of the total members of the National Council required by Article 69 shall be sufficient to constitute a meeting of the National Council when no voting or any matter is required, while, save as is otherwise provided in this Constitution, All questions in the National Council shall be determined by the majority of vote cast by members of the present other than the chairperson, or in this, on his absence, the vice chairperson or the member presiding at the session, who shall, however, have and may exercise a casting vote in case of the equality of votes. And that brings us to the end of what is the Constitution asking about the National Council. And therefore, the Regional Council must consist of people who are capable not only of leading constituencies, but also of leading the legislative process that will take place within an institution called the National Council of Namibia, which is the second house of parliament. And with that being said, I would like just us to visit the marketplace.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuroe Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuro Olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavucha aziva. Uvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kuligusi emba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amu vone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopo ya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilimi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba, ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device...
Now, we now go back to part 5 of the electoral law. And as soon as I'm done with that part, I will open the line, or just as I go in the middle of that part, I will open the line so that listeners may discuss in terms of the powers and the functions of the National Council, what type of regional councillors we need, because it is the regional councillors, the quality of regional councillors will determine the quality of the National Council as a parliament. So we don't need dead woods, if you like, in parliament. We need people who are lively and who are going to have time to discuss issues as necessary. So election of for members of the National Council by regional councils, as we said, for the purpose of provision of Article 69 of the Namibian Constitution, we looked at that. A regional council shall elect from among its members 2 persons. This is before amendment. It is now 3 persons as members of the National Council in the manner provided in Section 27. Okay? In the manner provided in Section 27. How do you vote? Section 27 will tell us. Election of members of the National Council shall be held in the case of the first such election after the first general election of members of the regional councils at a meeting of regional council on the date fixed in terms of Article 137 of the Namibian Constitution. If a member of the National Council dies, or any other reason vacates his, or for any other reason vacates his or a seat as a member of the National Council before the expiration of his or her period of office, and any vacancy which so occurred is by virtue of the provision of Article 70, sub-Article 2 of the Namibian Constitution, required to be filled on the date not later than 30 days after the office became vacant. We mentioned something in that line also as we just looked at the Constitution provisions. And C, in the case of any election to be held after the said first or any subsequent general elections of members of regional council at a meeting of the regional council held on a date before the expiration of the period of office of the existing members of the National Council fixed by the President by notice in the Gazette. And any member or so elected shall become a member of the National Council with effect from the date of his or her election, or in the case of a member referred to in paragraph C, with effect from the date following the date on which a period of office of existing members expires. Okay. So we hear how National Council's composition is elected, but the manner in which elections is determined in Section 27, that a person is to be designated by the Electoral Commission of Namibia, dispatch to that effect, and this person must preside at the meetings of the regional council during which the election of members to the National Council in terms of Article 69 is held, and during such meeting no debate shall be allowed. So as soon as the regional council's elections are done, the regional councils must meet with the sole purpose of electing members to the national council, and at such meetings, only a person designated by Electoral Commission of Namibia has the right to preside at those meetings. And a member of the regional council, having first obtained the willingness by any instrument in writing, not more than one member in respect of each vacancy to be filled, whom he or she wishes to propose as a member or members of the National Council to serve, if elected, may upon the submission of such instruments so propose such a member or members, but the proposal shall lapse if not seconded. And a member may not propose or second his or her own candidature if not more than candidates than the number of vacancies to be filled are proposed and seconded. Such candidates shall be declared duly elected by the person presiding at the meeting. And number 5A, if more candidates than the number of vacancies to be filled are proposed and seconded, a vote shall take place by secret ballot, each member having one vote in respect of each vacancy. At any voting by secret ballot in terms of paragraph A, a person presiding at such a meeting shall issue each member present a ballot paper bearing the names of candidates and the reverse side thereof an official mark. A member shall record his or her vote placing a cross on a ballot paper opposite the names or names of candidates or candidates for whom he or she wishes to vote, and shall fold the ballot paper in such a manner that the cross placed on it by him or her is not visible. The person presiding at the meeting shall call the name of each member, whereupon a member concerned shall, if he or she wishes to vote, proceed to place where the ballot box is situated, and there place his or her ballot paper folded as aforesaid into the ballot box. As soon as every member who wishes to vote has done so, the person presiding at the meeting shall examine ballot papers and determine a number of votes and cast each candidate, shall announce the results of the voting, and each person presiding at the meeting, or rather the person presiding at the meeting, shall declare the candidates equal to the number of vacancies to be filled, and in whose favor the greater or greatest number of votes are recorded duly elected, that the number of votes who recorded in respect of each such candidate may not be less than the majority of the members of the regional council. If due to equality of votes of the provisional to subsection 6, the number of candidates declared the jury duly elected as contemplated in such subsection or less than the number of vacancies to be filled, the meeting shall be adjourned on one occasion to a time during that day or the next day determined by the person presiding at such meeting after consultation with the members of regional council present at such meetings, whereupon at such an adjourned meeting a further vote shall be taken in accordance with the provisions of subsection 8. So this is all the procedure so far. In section 27.1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, it deals with a manner in which within the regional council, how are the these members to the National Council are to be elected. That is the point. How are they to be elected? Okay. Then in subsection 80, At an agenda meeting contemplated in subsection 7, a person presiding such meeting shall call for nomination in respect of vacancies to be filled. A member of the regional council shall have the right to propose a member for the regional council in respect of such as vacancies mutatis mutandis in accordance with the provision of subsections, subsection 2 and 3. If not more candidates, then the number of vacancies are to be filled, are proposed and seconded. Such candidates shall be declared duly elected by the person presiding at the elections. If more candidates than the number of vacancies to be filled are proposed and seconded, votes shall be taken mutatis mutandis in accordance with the provision of subsection 5, and the person presiding at the meeting shall declare the candidates equal to the number of vacancies to be filled and in whose favor the greater or greatest number of votes are recorded duly elected. If two or more candidates have received the same number of votes, the candidates to be elected shall be determined by lot. So this is all what shall happen when we send someone to the National Council. In other words, you cannot just stand up and say, I am going to be a member of the National Council. No, you must first be elected as a regional councillor, first of all. And I think you must first be elected by your party. You must first be, if you are participating as independent candidate, you must first be seconded, your candidature must be seconded by a certain number of people in your constituency or by your party. Then your party or your candidature brings it to the electoral commission and you are put in line with others so that the members of the constituency can make adjudication who must be the councillor through voting or through election or through choosing. Then when you are chosen, then you are automatically a member of the regional council. And then when you are automatically a member of the regional council, you are also automatically eligible to be voted for to join the ranks of the National Council of Namibia. It's not going to be automatic because only three people from each region must represent your region. So it could be you, it could be somebody else. So what is then in terms of the powers and the functions of the regional council, of the national council, what type of leadership do we need? Bahamu Voshwambo, ondapo pimpano kucha. O kansela otakala wo yakuthombinga megumbo etiari jopashiwana egumbo jerero jopashiwana mpono haningi omatokolo gikwaterera nenge gikolerera komatokolo ngono tagazi kegumbwe kuruntu jopashiwana kegumbo jotango jopashiwana ndi yatwakokolora nale ndi hali gongala paife. Egumbo ne njono yo mtumba kwa pashiwana uharipitithano otokorwa. O otokorwa ndhonu ihadhivuro kusaimwa kwa mprestende editure miironga. Manga egumbo etiari yo pashiwana inalidipititha. Ondali neendare shampano kucha. Mangi inatuye ni komeho. No kuchanga otandi ningi kansera. Nengo otandi kakogorwa kansera. Natukare tuvako tango kucha. Oshi nakuwani fasho kansero shashiki. Ohae ya pongini. Shosho uwete tatare ni moveta. Yonda ingande ifatulura na tango. Mera kandi hatu popi moshi kando shimweshi. Paife, ote fatulura ne mpano kucha. Nanya antumbano, itaaka laro kansera yo wada moshi topura shao. Ihemo katika uhamuzi isho kansera ya tatu. Taaka kalera po erero yoshi toporo ashe pangero shao, kegumbo etiari yo kupitiza oveta. Oveta ne ndono, ohadi pitiza kantu yeshi kuresha oveta. Yeshi kuvako veta, yeshi kufatururo veta, yeshi kunyoro veta. O unge no kansela, oye no kukara antuleda, yatonata nga po mambo ngampo. Yeshi nga kumona kuchu yunyo ukapeni. Shashipa ifota shivirika uchara. Yeshi natupumbo kansela. Yeshi kulesha. utapumbu arom tungu etu uvite kosemba tuliko ground ho. Antumbo no hashivurika yaka eko mtumba go pashigwana. Kwego mbweti alijo pashigwana yaka pitiso veta hui. Ndero mtungereke sho veta uwategerereke kupitisiro veta ngini. Yeke vishi. Osha sima na kucha utapumbu o kansera eno nseo. Otapumbu okansela ene haro, yoku ilonga nawa, no kulonge kitha omirando adhike nga ashita shivurika, shina konasha, no kuya mkulompu mwe, da kwa shigwana, okupitira o, no mkupiti tha, oveta. Ya, ngero shone shiringa o, okansela ne mbono, haa ike kumbojo ntumba kwa shigwana, otapumbu kukaratusi kucha, ano nanyo tapumbu kansela achangini. Eh? O kansela na kare achanginya. Na kare nonseyo achangini. Ondani onda fatura miwikiazi kukucha. O kansela ita avro kukara ya fathana. Ita avro kucha eke na kare na onzapo ya shike shike. Ya. Eyo kuna onzapo imuenga asho public administration. Kwe ndithini maipangelo nengo business administration. Nengo public management adikendo no hovuro kuilongeri ni mama rudi ngango ihe ngere moshikanjo kokoroshe nyomuna ro farama nu nimuno tauzano kandangara ndisho mwapumbwa kansela afe ne uveko li ni mafa yu kampono ngere moshi topora soyo munada oskola no dinji otuna mwe o kansela tu dara oskora moshikanjo kokororo munaro oskoro dinji ni modiri mirando di modiri mamikunda ndisho tashicho tapumbo mtuna ni wo community activist pamwe ena kale ne ena nando nse urongi yena wonse yo ini maimwe iri osho ndishi tashitingao nengo ngini nenge na tuchenyara ayo shamparo mteho rike kanto Shasho tashivurika uko like kantu wapo pinando nawa. Ndeye kuno nseyo. Hii ni maachangao. Opo nenda karatuye nini mpono nena. Ngero pena ngumtovuro kudengeramo. Mangina tu yako shitopuru wa shono shiti hamano. Tukarese ironga dharwa. Ni nakugwa nifapo. No nkondo. No mauthemba. Na shono ya tegeruwa ya ninge. More regional counselor. Ngashinge ota itafika mapo national council, ota tukai yepo regional council. Ngiko muvi tekwe oloko. O national council, omtumba omtiari wopashigwana. Iyo yomtumba wopashigwana wotango, ombi ya tukakukoreni nari. Iyo itiari, ombino tatuka kukoreni ngashinge yi, o council, omota mukaza antuta ya kegumbu itiari wopashigwana. Ihe ironga egumbweti ya rijo pashigwana, hawi ironga original kansela. Original kansela, elero ye pangero, moshitopura pangero. Oshitopura pangero nga shitatu cho shana region. Oshitopura pangero ngao. Omusate, oshitopura pangero ngao. Ohangwena, oshitopura pangero ngao. Kunene, oshitopura pangero ngao. Erongo, oshitopura pangero ngao. Okay? Otozo njupa, stopura pangeronga. Okavango kukuzi, ningini nono kavango kukuziri, itokura pangeronga. Ozambezi, itokura pangeronga. Omaheke, itokura pangeronga. Okomasi, itokura pangeronga. Haridapi, itokura pangeronga. Karas, itopura pangeronga ihembyo. Itopura ne pangeronga ihembyo jono tatu ningeni ngao. Oino kulerwa kanto haithana o kansela ii kanjo kogororo. Kansela wangwe diva, kansela watamanzi, kansela washikango, kansela washikunde, kansela wakongo, kansela wandaungiro, kansela watumeba, kansela watobias hainyeko, kansela wajon pandeni, ya kansela wawinduku ista, kansela wawinduku westa, kansela waswa kopo mondo morura ranenge mo ebeni, Nomba enosho tu, antu ne mbono yone haa ningine iyo original kansela. Yomo original kansela, tokutha mona antu take kukaila po conational kansela. Omaru tugeri gari, ilonga dharwa yago, ni nakugwa nithwapo, nomba uthemba, ni itegeri ula nima inaifathana. ndine kero nduvite konempo ashikena ndongao anthu mbono hakala mu mitumba ndono dili mbali oyambo kuchara huya koneshi no kanselo hakuka kairwa po akantu ya tatu tazi moshitopora pangero omanga moshitopora pangero momwene ohamuka ro kansela aye hei kanjo kokororwa ihemjo no mwakwatelwa na mbono ya tatu ai ku mitumba ko pasiwana kontumba ngono wo parlamento mtiari oneshi no kansela na tukongenyo kansela achanginyana what type of regional councillors we need tukunda thane nyutane akwashikwa na kholikemba muno mpito etamdengere mo programa onomora etu yo moradi yo igor o nora getatu non datu ombali o getatu ya tatu oneno nora noimu hano onola o getatu non natu ombali o getatu no getatu no getatu one no nola noimu ovenge no tete wiloso. So if you would like to make a contribution, to make a correction, or maybe to argue with me, because I am also just picking things from the relevant laws, I expect you to call in the program and really argue or just add your voice or ask a question and concerning what type of counselors, what type of qualities do we need in regional counselors, in respect of the work they do in the regional council and in respect of the work they do in the national council. Over to you before I continue, and I will just open the line for members of the public to call in, and we just visit the marketplace quickly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Oulio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tu.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if I was being heard. I pressed the wrong button here. Yeah, okay, hey, chah, ke kucha, otwa pumbwa, oku, o kansela, vetu, vashive kucha, ohakala veno possibility, oku kaninga, oirio, yo parlamente, oirio parlamente, oino shina kwanifwa shinene, shoku humbata oshiwana, pakupitifa eveta. ngasha ashike una oyidi oyo ongudum tima epangelo oyo haitula moilonga oyilonga darwa aishe epangelo ngashi tabi ipewa ke manifesto dengu dedi deba hololifa oshoyo kefina mangolo shilongo oshoyo kwasho tashipiti montumba wopashiwana vo avane vo veumbweti vali nelo kuninge veta ovo hari viwinga ohakucho hatalulula ngeno kwali omofikola ngeno hatuti e moderator ovo ha moderatinga ekona kono tatali ngenge shishaja kwinya oshilingo nao o oshatatu kumwe no mahalo ne mumbwe dova kwashiwana shashi nyonye ne muikoshiwana onye nenge no tankala ne munna no ngama oyo taitine kuchaye itandulu kuni ngoshi mashiri ngaho se koshiwana okotuli nde koshiwana ituliko o shiwana tahidiradira ngaha olo newi olo kwali haipopya iti o hambo shimoshi nashano national council he ame hifatulula nenda elifa kucha ngeta kutongo regional council no national council otakutongo embele wambali dayoloka o ashike embele wadi shodo dino vanu vamwaveke okay o regional council olutu olotali wilike o tali wilike oshitukulwa pangelo latungwa poko kansela aveshe vomo shitukulwa pangelo osho e constituency ikanjo hororwa ishe ne ikari na kansela. Ahororwa kwa kwa shiwana. Automatically heka shifuwa kucho shikanjo hororwa shakuna poko numbo e kansela wetu pafa. Okuli na lo shirio shelelo lo kansela yoshi kanjo yoshi tukurwa pangelo osho. Poma katino po, o kansela baba changa ho, otaka tofamo ne evali. Otaka tofamo nevali o kansela vatatu. Ndeta tinkwetu numba. Onye tankalele poshitukuru wapangelo shetu. Ke umbweti valilo kurureviu inga eveta. Umwafango hamudu kuini manawa. Nyo mwafango umushoshi oshitukuru wapangelo ashise. Kamusha ashike constituency deni. Umushi one constituency dikwao. Ketu kalele ipone. Genge takui ni mataikunda fano ae korijini yonumba na kukani ngwesike korijini yonumba na kukani ngwesike. Siwani feipo nana kucha e mumbwe detu nado o Daudi wako. O reviewe shinetayu ya venyava kunda fana na kare nevene kwa tafano no kansela. Nale ile vene kwa tafano no neshi no kansela. Bota muimo neme ngunda fano kucha. Ai makwete mwani ngangwe tokolo liringa ha. Oshu wanomwe shipuiki na tuu. Did you listen to the nation? Chashi si avatu liko ground kwinyahe. Otashiva kuchapima pope no numba no mumbwe hili poe. Inde nyomwa tulapo o mumbwe nyamukulo ringa. Ina nyamukula nande ko mumbwe hili kwa ushuwa nakaya. Ela ndura fano shotari tinga ho. Amo haipula ne mongo dipeife kucha. Denge ino mongo dinilombu nge kucha. O kansela avova pumbwa wakaleveli na monga loo.
Oh, inga ipe.
Yeah. Welcome to the program.
Eh, Tate.
Onna wawan.
Eh.
Omi toyo ondacho taita po nye vidimbadi pa ifo programo te hale ne kupata.
Iya.
Mupopye no kansela deno haiti ne o kansela hano. Otu diteko to ilonga etu ne. Ne kwata fano lo kansela no national kansela.
Ya yo vende otaiti gango lo diteko ve uditeko ya upsa gadi wo monandi dia ne mo ngongo edu unene sha aturi kore le ke pa tuni ya no ne kongolo ilonga
ya
va puwo mo ya ne wa tale ngwa ni mato po to pande to tale ne ko instuensi to tale na ne no po mingu nanga po aja wata u joga ni lo veli po de i ni ma tangi Tata po pini ni mi me kukuta po nere o kupo tia ini ma iba vata ke wa piri pako pako tamang maloto angari o tata po tapa ingi dani ni mi ya mi kundo mo ko ari vitu la ko no ku no ku kere langi ndo ini mango o tenga ku chova nungo ba mo si mande kape na 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 mbore longwe di ba di fwa ko siru siru kuja o sina ku ani kwaja ko sha tata ange mungeta po ti ma ne ko ta no ko instu si na ki si na na kuja
Ototale keno hokucha ame pa umweno ndinango kaima shimba pamo okuha udako no kwa tupopcha apa yashini mimwe kato yuditeni ndishi omi hoko dimwe kadino upya kadino kumona enele
eso nana
onlu dilo la nuwa mweki
oso ulima njini
aha lakuni ngana ndonge shefa diva divo kwa pita aha le umbo diva divo kwa pita ito mono takwe nano kulitati katuna maumbo katuna shiki
aye
Ndongo kumwe, ilo lodilo, olo dilo pa olo ganu wamwe. Oshidi upo, nandu uni ngo mahelo?
Nandu uni ngo mahelo. Gajama ndani ngande mute dula dafika kwa mirongo. Natunase wanga ininga, inihinya muku. Wakucha ano kwenye ichi, ilo komu. Munga la mungi ya menga imolendu kamu, nereo po umwe nenderi kwa mwaka obbasu. Etu linyao, itakucho la mungi natango, muna kuli sutila. Dula dicho duri, po acho tole enjini. Wapo nei pula kucha, oheva puaso icho yoku ninganga orie, ngenga veipo kaholon. Bo ini maonge tali ningi hapula kaholon iwa. Shaya kucha, o kanje wava muni inapu mba kuholo waka. Shasho yo bishi nisha yoko ungeno.
Iya. Yeah.
Keke ise zima yoka jiwana waka. Shasho e ni madua kwa ninga pota kwa iko jima. Wapo ina lena ngeno mapro tapuru wapu. Kela diyo kota kutina na anjo manyamu kutu. Onu yuko vete kala ningo bishi nisha yoko umwenu.
Mm-hmm.
Nishi nengo uwezi kucha holo watu. Kanu na waka wala mumu wa yonge ba holo.
Mwisho nana?
Taweke na dedula dea mwesi ngo kukumata mekini mayoyo kansel. Yungo umunyo wakale ha holo. Maa kia dula dinya dinya kwa ikuwe nini mayo. Yo dinya dua pate iti dinya kwa ikuwe nini mayo. Chaike wa ninge indil. Watere la kunyamu kuruwa
iku. Shashamo andu dune tante takuti.
Eh.
Oilando monamibia.
Eh.
Oilando shimba ilo omuni vashona.
Mm.
Hava vapulano.
Yeah.
Anu vakalontumba. Ndeta apulano shilando. Obenduka mm. Oe apo ngo shiri ya itapo kovari bomsuru wakalo vanama.
Mm.
Ndeta taihoku wangone kwa taukirimo
mm.
Ndeta iningo shilando ndeta ipulan mashiri ngengo watalo venduka uli nandenge no moka alita uli pomba danando modila
mm.
Otodulu kumona shiri o venduka ya tenda na wakucha o olimbia o ya tenda ngaipi kucha iko
mm.
O akademi o ya tenda ngaha
mm.
Ndeno mapandi daeri mota ulikelelo akademi ata hicho kwali onele ova longwa nwa vahalongo ke university ne skolano dopo mbada
mm.
To yapo olimbi ya shiri olimbi ya tungwa na napa nkalo wa maudano
mm.
Nde to yape pa ya spako ya datungwa pankalo nga wete kucha mbelo ponele wa nange shafa ironga ipi to yapo mm. Hokulanda upo vanu upo katingo
Mm.
Nde tu ya keelodu kisidoro pa kuko vale rine koko keelite dokulela no keero saku kwa nyiki ipange longayo po umu eneno shoto. No windu mm. Kuwesta ne etu no yono no, toko itakone oko masidara to itakone dola dobu dobu diapo do ne. Ne simba mm. Basi opo diapo. No katu tula neke tu neke.
Mm.
Okwe ingosha tenda anu tati tu tende nyapa tende nyapa. Nde vajoko isha wanena no omaru ova nuvo numbashiki. Genge ina ipuka, wacho wano ashike kwa liveri, omayo jefele, omoko iwa tendero venduka. Paifu venduka kwa ya uka kwa wano mawe, mafila atano?
Ucha ilipoku kwa yapo mutu ngengo sensi, se haka ningwana atano.
Yee.
Chashi, ucha kadie, uka ingongo wate. Toko penya kuinda kami kakucho. Oi nima iyo kansela wa mwagai mwaike. Tacho probleme itu neni mwomo na mbi ya. Ami nga ya mwonde. Ndakala mini miya kwa yo mahololo yo. Yo kuholola pepa. Epuko. Iya kutari kashiri kucha. Nga joho kurio kapashi choku nange udeko. Osha maike holiki. Wenando konle rimu. Oko weli pombada. Nde tapushingwa tapushingwa. Opo akakale, akale lapo nando nungu nyako, koma hololo, amwenye ake ando, omeengu zwenya, okuja noko kosendolo komiti.
Talando mawe, kwa mta hichomno, taningile undilo ongu, lopo nene yae.
Ngeo ngonde kuombo, kusa mingo wei mongo mande, to muna ngonu, tafiki ngona ando koti na ikongole, iloko kongole saa. Oku kujas keko sekisi na kinyande, vyote yako blanche, toke legwa tate ku. Tokelerwa ite takucho aso potanga juna mungolol. Wama kunumba, wama kunumba. Shama hivyo amono api tapo mde toka kukongo ya kukuntumba wakula kuhi. Dimbu kakucho wakonji. Topiti ponu kwa po tokele.
Baife nga
watu. Ome, yeno unyame. Ome, taka pita. Yetaka ni mwana nge no kodi neita. Yetaka ni mba ilo sekretario numba. Otoka hango noe. Oe, tata ni mba kansel.
Ye kena shesh.
Kena yes. Opo potine mtu waka jashi ni mimeyo maololo etete kukia waka jashi. Kwa anu wapumba ya kwa ala haa tarika manga moshiwa na mngi.
Ontario ene hepo shashove shito vatale na wata kuchari. Ya ye have wapumba kubatalo tatara kunumbi. Ye numba
mwenye asite. Kwa kwa mwenye kwezi wanari. Zeta hitina tashiningwe kwa ngota kutikucha. Oku jayika kwa mao ngaloziyo kwa male romi kunda kwa mjingo no. Kakutitu talele monu. No, we no, ano hatambula kono ho enayo o mesi, o ngendayo kongenyo no vanu wakalunga.
O vanu vetesi vehesi kwa amu kono wambula ho?
Po, po, no, po, po, le ito mo, po. Ukukana jotu menyo watu keri angatu nanu. Kalege hene ngatu nanu yonu watale kere lo la venduka. Nye mba hike shingo, o mkuja momayo vya, momiongo ngo ino. No, natu opo ito nombari ya papa kamikini mawa maolo kanisele. Ka penike bari yeo komeshoka. Uma mbona wa ingo atungo yari. To sangwa ike kombere wa ya munyo konde, to teleke ufani. To ima ike free nchati, to katameka kufute ya kulo jao imo. Mala hito nare wa shangwa, watele ya kufani, kukino tele lano kulike laoka. Cheke wa mune dinawela ya koli ista upu. Ya kuningwa ne kuchonge ya shakwa mboni kwa mwalu akushi topwa ndi kota kutungwa mango mwalu omo mbo wa no la shamu shaba mane botaka shanga vamu kota kutungwa no shinyo kwa ndi weteshiwa eli ne shame ike hava onge kwa ndi etakonge kwa ola nuka imo kansela ndo ule wa dula te iripiti ile kute dula nano katipiti malo la nojeke nga sivete kape ndi natango engu dota tiduku kakamba ina natango. E pula ngobo neli kuja. E kanji ya adito mungu. Adidile poko walwa yaki. Sasiti na dipu mbuwa kaya. Asha no onge tala nge. Ode doro. Bafeke kaya ningo bisini ya. Oto unge.
Nge no. Oma lero ilando hatu ane. Hatu ane nga hivyo. Ota lero wake ministeri ilo.
Na. Aya kwa pungwa kwa ke ministeri ya.
Ya.
Ika po ene eni madote kanji la. Hapo nati kaji likosi yo ministeri. Tadipo iko oda. Kunya kuja ku ministeri. Kucha. Ere blesi niko nati. Ina ningari ni ebe ilo kubove nika. Ini mewe ya mingi keshi yopa unuka. Ini meke kudipa yapo. Ngasike nga nani nga nama vendu kapa. Onu wakatama nando mewe ya vario kuna mwone romu.
Hae?
Gengu waka wane mga wadi shoto dendu. Badi yongo mevitolamu. Akwa timba kiti pepe ndesu.
O asiko mwaruo? Omawari kawe nama umbo votale. Ndi nga nome basu noke ni madoma umbo avave ni mariwa.
Ye ne kalunga si ekushita, ukwe ku ekushitira mojilongo muna, ukwe kupa monele, mango nele to anyo, teika puwari.
Yongo ko umwi hawa anywa?
Umwi hawa anywa ipo plaka anawo, sosyo anumina mondi hiyo.
Yongo ko umwi hawa anywa tate, gito mono yongo ko numba ta uchame kandino nele, ibuburu.
Te, talaike la nengeno atala hapa. Oba nu, ngengu atale dolo kandikulu. Oba lande ko diseyme inye apate iti. Kapene ike vikulimwe basi enjelo disayin. Tala ike, ee deja damun, o dinu tala, ndoro ike balamba, oku kaketua, nipa kakushoko, kakuna, ete silen. Kukunola nwa vita, durukuni, kakuni pangele yopa state. Na otabila dea na resolve, nando kei una mako, iloko ya kati ya mnyokusi wa kushoko, otaba afo tingi pangele yopa private.
Ayo katuna.
Nge 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 toripula mwime mimiya.
Katuna kwa ipangele wete nga asawa tulikombinga yo o akademia, po wina machope fanga pino kakini kakana skolasi toku ko. Kesi babasi ya kushoke Olimpia
kwae. Kako na shama watale mayo vino mayo vyo kutu anga hili ya tika kwa wate nube etex.
Taiki ipa angelo adino. Inye hili.
Indele ando kukipa angelo kukatutula no kukumaitala. Ama andiwa kwa oo mga lua po ukauli pii. Kuko hika ujoku.
Oso.
Nde umuwa hiko wano inahala kudiladira mwuli.
Oso.
Kilo nge inwea kumka mboli kukawai hivyo londi hivyo manga. Pero no ande tú la mbali no y toco a tres, porque tú te alicabas al estado. Porque tú también tienes que chambor, inga yo te que tengo un duro cabo.
Se hacen casi neto, tengo peces, apó Haití, o cancelan, dicen que no, na, si está ahí que le lo, o lo, si no cancelan, casi no budget, hasta ahí con va.
Ya.
Anota, cara, no tumbante, tati. Vakwetu he, eshi ne mwa pitifo budget a e bilion na ngapi ngapi do ministeri yo helsa. Oshi pangelo konkunda wa peni peni ilo kwa shikanjo hololo sha peni peni. Otashi yako na ini. Ova anota hindi nano ile. Itatu piti fanando nkanda wibu tupiti ke uye kwa shiwa na. Imange nantulamo oshi pangelo sha peni peni no shiki sha peni peni. Me dola di shima shi kare sha pita.
Ya.
Yeah. Ai, kwa ita mbelo haka deka yko shita mbelo wa.
Wata te tatero opei.
Ye.
Wata yko nyalo onkalo kuhinga. Ya yamanda kamo, mini mamanda kalamo. Onda mona nale nale pefimboli niya. Nuku jango pe milongo. Ungo ingo kakoma yo javari. Seiko na mona ni wakanche. Wano, oh, wangwe tuwa ningela, waningela. Uwete nale kucho no mboli, uimari waika hala. Kena shashi ni atale kucha. Utapunga kukuyambula kwa siwana yetu. No kutaro siwana yetu. Sikarese elimo malungo. Chasini mayo malungo ngongengote ngongote genga. Aike teke nini mayo. Yo malipu momu mwanta kata konja wabana polisopo. Wabanta gretingo maduta utuwa we irigari. We irigari edola kalunga. Mala wabanta ngomangiri kutanya mkuli.
Tashichi ototala ike. Oshi chashua bobya. He uchaye mkwetuwa ningela. Osha faafana ike na asha. Vava ulikuwa waningela nde minister.
Ya.
Yeah. Esipa ulikuwa waningela minister. Ota celebrate ne.
Yeah.
Oh nda ulikuwa. Oh kwanda mwani huna. Ami onda
mwani huna.
Eshi nda tomeko. Nda tomeko. Ande ende ke madindi. Nenga kudapomboka. Nde paifo nda ningo o minister. Olie inatameka ne ini miringa. Ya, tajitio onmeseri haya penya, tajiti ke udite kwa kucho kwa ya akaya kule. Okwe tafinda nasha. Kwa finda nasha. Kwa finda nasha.
Kwa finda.
Ya. Tasele bule itano kuli, taningiru wano yivilo ye finda no.
Ye.
Kome
uvo. Kwa hini ya luliru wa mwinya yo APS.
Hmm.
O APS yu hino kucha, ngengo isi tarena wande toshiruku. Kwa si wanera ide.
Kwa si wanera.
Ye. Yo, nda anu akwalo wa mwinyo kwa ikabu pa si wanera.
Ya.
Kaveni mwis wale la le li na veni panda na de nan. Depe ipo wale kwete li ni mwako mwesho.
Ye.
So, ini me hiri ngao ito ya punga ngola nuku gila dire. Chao vene mbori ota punga. Tulipa tere iku anna vya tufiki kwe parlamente tu. Tukalatu ngenye e omishangwa po vaka dipeite mwi. Kasi wambole ta nyingwa kutila diri ni mwai. Pamwe mwishu wa ni akalama.
Oso.
Chao shana nga tukalama kati kwa na weko.
Ototala ike tate oshi wana setu paife onkifi ouli mo wakula onkifi woku hena o deterrence oku kelelo inima yatu makana ouno nave totano mapangwe nde katusheke kucho mapangwe ta adipene apa iketa adirile nandu upule ngompolifi ilo topula no liedie ta iti katusheke kucha ano mapango ta dipen.
Paifo. Ngole na mwana kukuna ta kuna pavam.
Eno vene, gino to
jiko mapango. Kwa kuna gino mapango nengo endi, nando gino po beina ya pina, kala iko po. Kese ike kakolo, taka nike ke pango. Meti pa mwalefu, wali kiyo, wali keke, komi wonga hiti demba, hiti ane, na tigane. Oh, Ototalas
ke kucha otuno shwana uno na vanyo no ukapo. So tunane o madipa wa mbaduka kwa ike. Wamo kwa fo madipa o mafio wiro onu tadipa okana kufeko itlio yonumba kani ngom kengeli no shotu. Hano tashika tu nanana onhama yokucha me dolo pa deto. Mo dolo pa mwilo mo shilandomu. Tuno kukarate shiwani fapo nana lela kucha. Owa kwa shiwano wa mobola iswa. Ova ova hongo va mo balaisho va pango va mo balaisho ane ironga vo numba mo balaisho akucha tulonge ni utare kumwe de hatukele ni oimburuma moshikanjo horoshe tu ile moshilanda shetu
mara natango anaba de kolo li forma natango va mu mangu kutalana yasi ini ni mueta amenango no koke koke keve kadet so la polisia tame ari ke la dio tapo pian no eri kufido vet o amu ndapula ne ti o ala kucha no va ningo mio nena Nando manina ka oyonga le nga ye shangi boko no pako ka anja. Mm. Na nule nyo moleri o mota pikin. Na mota ala ta ta anje ko makem. Na wani ro ji momwe ke yo.
Onga ngala na
ya. Ya vi lo ngi. Ya vi lo ngi ni ma po ka lunga ni. Nu ya ta na vi dina.
Onga ngala na yo mwiri moshonge.
Na yo mwiri ni ana te yanjo matira di.
Te titu ninge nyo.
Ni ngala ya me kena no gut. Wala kuja azuwe ya kesha anandunga anu. Anu ya nawa amde nendungi anu ya wene keko na ya si yoko institution ya kali ini mi hapa. Ya kala ike ampu nene.
Yoko
anta nongo tala ike nembele ngoi deka dafe ike desuwa. Tupe konta po kuko nando po parlamentom. Ma anta tuwa nembele konte ya nungu.
Katu no deterrence mo ilando, hano katu no safety mo ilando, otapumbu ango hunda fana domo ule, oini maikale, hama basike, hame basike, yeah. Halushen masike, ndelene ne ameno, lo vano,
yeah,
mo ilando etu.
Nelandula fano,
nelandula
fano.
Nelandula fano.
No la nuna kaive no, ole no la nuna bakwa. Venga, tingi tabu, ya ushe mamá ungare lo kusia. On the break.
On the break, you're no pambi beri.
Oh, lunde?
Yeah.
Oh, lunde, na no wakula de la yasho, non, nandu bono kutu dipa, kati atrike kutu dipa.
Eh.
Ya, ma vipa aplave mi chopan, si on the break, on the break, on the break, on the break, don kushine kucho haka enu zaga duwa, si kon nungu kuli liko kule, pa mo ini mane yo masuru, pa mo ita chota kasuru la. Yeah. Otonye mwango,
Aya, atu si puki ne kucha o kombinga yo malelo esha tu kaholo lenyo atu tine I kanjolo lu ina ilifa ne ndishi.
Mm.
Peno si kanjolo si mwesine ngobe ni kombo ne huwa.
Mm.
Ndeka si nomea. Kuno si kanjolo si mwesi ajomea. Kuno si kanjolo si mwesi no milonga. Kuno si kanjolo si mwesi na ova nepangelo no concentration yo yeli kongasho moko masanga. Ile memba ene suwa kopo mwe. Kuni kanyoholo imwe ili yeke komikundango oko onoma like. Ya.
Kwe nanu vaneimari wanande nande.
Kwe nanu vaneimari wanande nande.
Kwe kapo shike.
Ya. O kansela hatu tine. Oba nu hata lengo kucha moshi kanyoholo lwe shota si wapalo nene si ivo liringaha.
Ya.
Ma shota muwapalelo wene si ivo liringaha. Ilo shama sike uholike.
Gune nune neka une kwa tafano na anuwa kwa mwishito poru wa munu yonge otonye nga inda uke wapule ta duruku kupa okuto duruku tungi.
Nasha?
Ya. Mara nyingu waka una odino inyakuchi topiki nenando nu hende ke madilo hapa chwa kune nga kudengo be. Onno ote cho wapumbwa mamadila adilo.
Sasina le nalo kwa ingotu shovale di vepangelo no sheshinga ne oshima shaka nyonu wako poma katipenya. O valeri vopamisu uruwa kalo kwe ngowe no ngama nale. wali ne paife o kanselo ko ibe no kala me kwata fanongo no shiwana ho ho lokango po iho kolola ho ho lokango po pe hango ho ho lokango po ibilo utalengo esho shiwana tashili esho shiwana shitashinu kanyo na shitashidan ushingo kuchoshike tashinyenge paife yenge mo shiwana kumo otoshivanga ipiku chano vo otanga
Ay, vole no le tengo godine, godine que ya gusta porque no hay mal vanga yo viendo mi gunda. Ya yo cuase di poma ta ichor bin mai que ni mana mi dia nata ma pandu. O ano a le ni ta ngero nga yo kan shela. Unge ngai ka te ku wangu mbo ma ja i lo ne kwa ta fano ni mi pa me po e to tu ami ka i pa no. Da no ya wa dino le nya ta ku ri wete ku cha ku ri pomba da ja kwa ti mari wo ya pu. Lo pa holo rwa. Ya me mi to dime no le no mi kunda ne de tu ne mi kan mi kan yo imwe no o penu tsaka yo wo kulandi fa no mi kunda ya o no kwale na kulongo mapuko no ho ya shi o ta teri pula gi ni we ya inya ya mu kunda o bo bo ni ta baka ka ngota ku ma kunda ka na huja o ima yo kulandi fa no malelo e shire lo talilanta o ya dire yo le no gente wo to ku yongo la bat
Ndo shari ngo shari, wameneishi vana nagucho shari unene penye, shafanga shari ya imo mikuwa kwa nyamba acho omikuto hadondwa, no shotu? Kwa
shari, zove nopo shia, ya ingi watale, ina higo kukuma mbwenyo njukuma kunyakari wa liko kini.
Ya.
Kwa ino yeke mpone yemi hapa. Anyemi huu kakaka talongo na shongo landi.
Kwa shari, no shari.
Ya. Upa hige ya tameka hapo.
Ya, ae. Hige
ya tameka hapo. So tashi ningwane acho nsuru wakalo, shakala hati nishakala.
Aye tangu neno minute de toda dengo ndapandula mo shikando tashia monario kamito
ambiyo
e hatukunda fanali esha tukaya commissione ne ngunda fana dashkolako kucha atorolenyo kansela vetunga ipi shoshi wana yeah. Nashihololo kanseli nashisunye kana nashihololo kansela aye
sino
thank you neno
We have come to the end of our program. We just review the work of the National Council in light of the work and the election of the regional councils. And we are going to continue talking about what is the work of the regional councils. More importantly, because this is what will determine what type of regional councillors we need and how to appoint them in terms of nomination and election thereof. It is 31 minutes after the hour of 16, and it is a goodbye. I am Lucas Kalwapakatenda.
The Regional and Local Authorities Program was proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Olio mnangeshefa, nawahara kushivifa oma akuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, mwadizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamas fera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.